This is a production of Cornell University.
Student Assembly Meeting, September 24th, 2009.
All right, it is now 4:46. The meeting will now be called to order. Call it, Yang.
Here. Yes, here. 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 Excuse.
Oh, here. Sorry.
Here. Excuse.
Okay, now if there's anyone in the audience who would like to say something that's not on the agenda, please step forward, introduce yourself and your year. Are there any questions for Jim? B.B. Andrews.
Do you have any specific things that you'd like the SA to help you out with, or if you'd like a,
Not at the moment. This is a new club, or a new program, and we're just looking to promote it and
Okay, well, I'll get your contact information in a bit, and, if you need any help explaining the funding process, you want to get funded next semester or whatnot, I'm sure the SNM will be willing to help you out with that.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone else? Well, I had a question real quick. So you said Gannett, you have their support, so did they commit to funding you as well, or...? Yeah, I'll be in contact. Okay. Cool, thanks for coming. Oh, wait, one more. Representative Desai. Representative Walsh. Anything else? All right, thanks. Anyone else from the audience who wants to say something that is not on the agenda? Okay, moving on, will the newly elected representatives please rise and you'll repeat after me. Put your right hand up. In view of the trust the Cornell community has vested in me, as well as my personal sense of honor, I, state your names, do solemnly affirm to fulfill my responsibilities as a student elected representative. I will engage in open and honest debates in a process where I am guided by truth and fairness. I will never purposely misrepresent facts in an effort to achieve my goals. If a conflict of interest arises, I will relinquish my right to participate in the decision-making process. I will seek out and voice effectively the interests and concerns of the student body. Address the issues of my fellow students and strive to improve the quality of life at Cornell for all students. All right, congrats. All right, now on to approval of the minutes. We're a little behind, so you were sent the minutes for the past three meetings. I hope everyone had a chance to read through them. And if you have any changes that you want to be made, now is the time to say them. Otherwise, I'll be taking motions. VP Kumar.
Call for acclamation.
Second. Any dissent? All right, then the minutes are approved. Yeah. Okay, now on to announcements and reports. First, my office hours this week will be moved. They'll be 2:30 or 4:30 in live instead of the usual noon time. Elections committee update, VOE Junior.
So elections wrapped up yesterday, and we're pleased to announce the results for this year's election. We had a total of 2,723 people who voted. The student who won for our architecture planning is Ulysses Smith. For freshman at large is Taryn Yang, Renil Desai, and Adam Gitlin. For LGBTQ is Matthew Enter, transfer at large Gabriel Phillips, and UA undergraduate at large is Jason Will Siegel. So congratulations, everyone.
I just want to congratulate Nikki on doing such a great job in the election process. Yeah.
Thanks, Nikki. And we should have this confirmed to you by next week, but I'm pretty sure that this might be the most contested freshman election in history, so kudos to you freshmen who won this. Next up is an accreditation update by BB Kumar.
Thank you. I just wanted to give everybody an update. Currently, you know, the university is undertaking an accreditation process, and I'm the student representative on the steering committee. I think Natalie is on one of the working groups. So next week we're going to have a kind of a 15-minute update with Dean Hubble and Dean Mathios, I believe. So just kind of giving the whole student assembly and the student body just sort of an update about where the university is with the whole accreditation process. So I guess look forward to that tomorrow. Sorry, that'll be next Thursday. The other announcement I want to make is to SA members. I scheduled a SA retreat on the 3rd of October, which is, I think not this Saturday, but the following Saturday. So I'll be sending you guys all an email about that. But this, you know, it'll be a good opportunity to just kind of meet all the new members and kind of float ideas for the year, brainstorm, that kind of thing. So yeah, look forward to those emails, I guess. Any questions? Yeah, Adam?
Quick question.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's a good question. Every, I believe, 10 years, every 6 years, the university has to reaccredit,
reaccreditation.
It's a reaccreditation process. Yeah.
University.
Yeah. So it's a repeating process. Do you have a question? No, it's all set up. Yeah. But you know, if you have to. Missing something, just let me know. But we can talk about that through email or something. Any other questions? Thank you.
All right. Next up is the Appropriations Committee allocations by VP Big.
All right. For all the new guys, I will try to give you more information about the bond cutting process at some point soon. Maybe we'll sit down for a few minutes after the meeting, or we can do it over email or something. But first, I'll just quickly go over Community Partnership Board and EMS, and I'll leave Student Union Board until we hear the appeal in a few minutes. So quickly to go over those two, which are on the sheet you have in front of you. EMS is funded at $3.36, and they requested and were funded at $3.84, and their rationale, the committee is below, and the vote was 9-0 for that decision. The Community Partnership Board was funded, requested, and was recommended all at $2. So they were requesting the same amount they received the last 2 years, and that vote was 10-0. So are there any questions about the decisions, the rationale? Like that. All right, thanks. We'll revisit the. I'm just kind of looking at me like this.
No.
We'll revisit the Student Union Board decision in a few minutes. Thanks.
Actually, quick question.
All right, question.
So this. Just a recap of the process. So once you present those recommendations, it's automatically accepted, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. So I'll quickly get that part to new members. So basically, the Appropriations Committee decision is a recommendation of a committee. So the committee is recommending to the Student Assembly that we allocate $2 to the Community Partnership Board. You guys, as Assembly members, can challenge that decision. If you want to appeal that right now. Otherwise, that decision is considered approved. We will revisit all the appropriations decisions together at the end of the semester, the last two meetings. So you'll sort of have a second round of questions to re-question anything that we do. But for now, since there was no objection, the decisions to the Community Partnership Board and CUEMS stand.
And just to, I guess, confirm, we need a two-thirds vote to overturn the appropriations.
Yeah.
Next up is an SAFC update by Representative Min.
All right, at the last Thursday, Congress had a meeting with the
Any questions for Representative UPN?
Some people came up to me asking me questions about having problems with the electronic process. And so have they been able to figure out the glitches? And is there like an appeal process if the group like couldn't sign in because they forgot their password or whatnot? Is there, how is the FAA dealing, or the FAA dealing with that?
So I think a lot of people try to get anything that possible to start the system up, which is why we have a convention. We community-based elections. And we've also had other sessions with the Department of Justice Student System and the corresponding program. There are a few exceptions to the rule with certain clubs and organizations that have been doing that. But other times, they were doing special instances, and that they weren't able to, and they didn't have the entire amount of
Representative.
If people that volunteer groups that are attempting to the school talk to us and ask how they can handle text and block text and just not have to be fun, what should we tell them to
do? So again, as far as now,
any other questions? Okay, next up is a JAMIC update by VP Wilson.
Hi guys. So JAMIC is the Joint Assembly's Multicultural Issues Committee. It hasn't really been it's been a committee on the SA, but you know we haven't had a chair for it in a couple of years. So I'm starting to chair this committee again, and it's going to start meeting in Willis Drake next Monday at 6:30. I guess you know just a little bit about JAMIC. It's for the the student assembly is for all students at Cornell University, and so this is one committee that's going to be responsible for, or it's going to talk about a lot of issues on the multicultural front in our Cornell community. So that's really important, and as student assembly, it's good that we have a committee like that. And second, actually, in Ujima on Sunday at 8:30, there'll be a community discussion by the students for Ken Glover front. It'll be good if a lot of people can come and make it out from the SA just to show support. There's a lot of, kind of disconnect between communities on campus, and it's good to see, SA faces. We had a couple of people at the meeting last time, so that was kind of cool, the SA represented. So, just come out when you can.
Do you have a room confirmed for Willis Drake?
Oh, no, I'll send out the update for the room confirmation.
Thank you. All right, are there any other announcements or reports? All right, I have a few. So on Saturday, I sent this out to you all, but if any members of the audience are interested, Saturday, September 26th, this coming Saturday, from 11 to 2 p.m., there's going to be a Student Leadership Summit on Sustainability. It's entitled Putting Together the Sustainability Puzzle at Cornell. The SA has given this forum $150 sponsorship, and they're going to have a banner, thanking us for that. If you're interested in attending, please email Christina Copeland. Her email is tpc53 as soon as possible. Also, tonight at 8 p.m. in Goldwyn Smith Lewis Auditorium, there's an info session on the Fistula Free Climb. A student is leading an effort to climb Mount Kilimanjaro to battle fistula growth on women. It occurs after they give birth, and it's really cheap and preventable. So if you're interested in that, 8 p.m. Goldwyn Smith Lewis Auditorium. That's all I need my laptop for. That being said, if you're not using your laptop for anything SA-related, please put away. I know VP Basil needs it to give our funding reports, but if anyone else is not using it for SA-related stuff, please do. And the new guys, I think you might have the parliamentary procedure stuff up, so you're good. Okay. All right, so we're going to change things up a bit with the business of the day. We're going to move constitution approvals before the Appropriations Committee appeal, if that's okay with you all, since we'll just fly through it. So, is Nick Diaz here? Oh, yeah, all right. Yeah, Nick Diaz and VP Williams for MGLC constitution.
And we recently adopted a code of conduct.
VCB.
So, I mean, I know that you guys are sort of in a unique position because obviously there's the Greek aspect of MGLC and then there's the programming aspect of MGLC that really is why you guys are here instead of being totally autonomous. So I guess really what we should focus on here, and this is more just a general comment for other SA members, is you know those aspects of the MGLC constitution that relate to their programming and you know those their officer positions to deal with programming and stuff like that. So all ahead.
Yeah, I'll actually just say something about that. I'm an EP for MGLC. And basically, we do have two sides, the Greek side and the programming side. What the Constitution was a more internal remembering of how MGLC works and how we can better help our chapters, as I said before. Before, like you said, there was a lot of time to consistency. So, you know, this is the point of the meeting, just to make sure that they improve the Constitution.
Can you just go through any major changes that you may have made, if there are any?
I mean, it's pretty interesting what we do with the council and function. The only real issue with the membership status is the only set of official status is the membership and the only membership is there are voting privileges and everything that's up to you. And now we're going to define that it's all chapters now.
This is the first time you're imposing fines on people? Okay. I was looking through, I didn't see any GPA requirements. Maybe I missed it. Are there any?
Each chapter has their own individual GPA requirements.
Okay. Okay. And how many members total are there in MGLC, would you estimate?
It's closer to every year, and we don't have so many members yet, but right now, probably
130. All right, any other questions? Yeah, just out of curiosity, I would like to know how these fine system works, because I think it would be a really great way to make sure that people come to meetings and stuff. So be sure to let us know. VP, and
I guess call the question now. Can we just go for a vote, just so
the
members can do a vote? Okay, so
all right.
Call the question.
Second, dissent? Call it, Yang.
Yes.
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 No, you didn't vote.
All right. Constitution's approved. Thanks for coming. All right. Next up will be Haven, the LGBTQ Students Union.
Up a little bit?
Yeah, speak into the microphone. Just
feedback on our veterans. Then in Article 9, we struck conference funding because, in fact, the past 2 years we haven't been sending our members to conferences, so we decided to put our conversation. And that.
Any questions? I had one. How many or who are the Haven affiliated organizations?
We have the DASH, Direct Action Against Federal Sexual Abuse, South Federal Sexual Abuse. There is LGBTQ Center. There is, we have, we're a member of Haven recently starting a LGBT. Paper, but it won't be one of the member organizations because it will be slightly more politically motivated, like that should. So we want to keep that separation, but we don't want to tie the team together in some way by inviting them to come to our executive board meeting, but not having them specifically participated. And the people that we invite to one meeting, we wouldn't give them.
If you can't remember, but do you allocate funds to all these affiliates?
We do external
Okay.
Find out about that in a few weeks.
Yeah. Okay. If there aren't any questions, I'll be taking motions.
Call to question.
Are there any calls for acclamation?
Call for acclamation. Second.
Dissent? All right. You're approved. Thanks for coming. So now we'll be taking any Appropriations Committee appeals.
They have already appealed.
Present your appeal, please. And please state your name and year.
Actually, hold on. Let me just present the decision first, and then we'll let you guys do it. Now pull out the Willow Street Hall summary that you guys all have in front of you. Basically, again, the Willow Street Hall Student Union Board, SUB, which was for the last 2 years previously funded at $1.40, requested $1.55, and the Appropriations Committee recommended an allocation of $1.25. You all have the rationale of the committee in front of you. Additionally, you all have the packet in front of you that contains SUB's buy-in funding proposal, including their budget, if you flip to page 4. For the past 2 years, as well as projections on page 8 for the coming 2 years. So for the new members on page 8, this is how they plan to spend bond funding money. And pages 4 through 7 are essentially how they have spent the money in the past 2 years. You can also see on the summary page that's in front of you the vote totals for the Appropriations Committee. The Appropriations Committee votes down from the highest number proposed, which is the request. The SA is not allowed to allocate more than the group request. The group requested $1.55. That vote was 0-9. The next vote, we automatically hear the amount that the group received for the past 2 years, which is $1.40. That vote was also 0-9. The next number proposed down was $1.25, and that passed 5-4. So that's sort of an indicator of how the Appropriations Committee was feeling about vote totals. And I'll let the Appropriations Committee members comment directly. So obviously, SUB has appealed. Brian's letter of appeal is copied on the next page. You can all follow, and Brian will provide his own feedback right now. So, sorry, take it away. Introduce yourselves first, also.
Hi, again. My name is Brian Gale. I'm the director of the Committee. very giving back to all of us on campus, and to get them back in the street, get them kind of the day of the day. And we provide a great amount of money to them, and we also do a lot of work with oil work.
Thank you very much. I'll now be opening up the speakers list. And I also recognize that there are a few members of the audience who would like to speak, so you'll be recognized at every third speaker. Representative Daniel.
studies on that cost quite a bit, but it's very few people. An example would be in the study time budget for last year, 189 people attended the event for Donald and United.
For everyone, especially on the new people's reference, during the Appropriations Committee, I'm the chair, and I'm unbiased, and what I just spoke for when I presented the rationale of the committee was presenting the opinion of the committee. Now I'm stepping out of that role and presenting my own opinion. I personally think that when we look to fund programming, and when we look to really enrich the culture of programming on campus and the appeal of, students really having an enriched, full college experience that involves, which is particularly important to me, non-alcoholic programming, and really a draw to, encourage people to come together in places like Willard Street. It's really important to me that we focus on high-quality programming. Also look at a lot of the overlap between organizations. So a lot of things that I was particularly concerned about is, for one, going through here, a lot of the events like the Noontime Music Series, I've definitely heard the Noontime Music Series a few times in my day, which usually consisted of when I was waiting in line to go into OpenShield freshman year. And then I would go into OpenShield Beat and I would leave. So it was certainly nice to have background music playing as I was waiting in line, but I definitely don't think that that's something that's worth, in their budget, an allocation of $2,500 for the next 2 years. Secondly, similarly, I remember last year, it was 2 years ago, I guess, walking through Willard Street and seeing a chocolate fountain here in the Memorial Room. That was definitely nice to be able to walk in and have some chocolate fountain stuff on my way to whatever I was going to. but I don't think that was worth $1,000 of student money, especially when it could be put to much better use elsewhere. Similarly, we already fund Cornell Cinema at $11 per student. Yet we're spending an extra $4,000 or $5,000 per year to have movies on the slope, which certainly is nice. But from again walking past the slope, I think that the statement that reaches 750 students is definitely on the generous side. So on the whole, I think that the mission of Willis Trade Hall Student Union Board is a fantastic one for what it's meant to do. And I think that the scope of the organization should be tightened, and that reinventing the street is a fantastic goal, but it should not expand to beyond the scope of Willis Trade Hall as a student union board and all of those associations. So that's my two cents.
We'll now be taking a member of the audience, Bill Imperial. Actually, before that, do you want to take some time to respond, or 30 seconds?
I just wanted to say that, again, the SAU and the ASU have charged us with direction, and we did the work on our constitution, which was approved by legislation, and I feel like if this was an issue, it should be taken out on our budget right now.
All right. Come on up, Bill. Name and year for the record.
Lead to the drop in attendance. And then later he said that
proper
One minute. Next up is VP Kumar.
Thanks. First of all, I want to commend all the activities you guys put on. You guys do a phenomenal job. And I think it's reflected in the fact that, the Appropriations Committee recommended to fund 90% of your budget right now. So, it's a high number. So obviously that speaks to the fact that the vast majority of the programming is very good and it's beneficial for the student body. I guess, with the Appropriations Committee voted by class of four to fund $1.25, and I guess the votes in the higher amount suggest that, most committee members, want to vote even lower. So I just kind of want to throw it, if there's any SA member that wants to speak to I guess at the end of the day, we have to make a recommendation here. We've kind of heard one side, so I guess I kind of wanted to throw it to any SA member who wants to speak, I guess, on the opposite side of the point of view that's prevailed right now. All right, I'll yield to Representative EP Williams.
So I don't have a lot of experience with stuff. I actually really, really like your mission and everything that you guys do. I guess, I would want to see an increase in your budget or, somewhere close to what you asked for. But I guess a good thing to do would be to present a proposal of proof to the budget or to the Appropriations Committee for this year. I don't even know if that's possible. Saying, that you guys can bring in the attendance that they didn't see you bring in from last year's event, Because it is really difficult right now. For the Appropriations Committee or the SA or Chris to, give money out when there's a lot of things that, everyone's going to, not giving money, but allocate the money. Is that better?
Yeah.
Allocate the money, when there's a lot of places that need it, especially, we don't want to see the money go, I guess, not to waste, but maybe it could be used better somewhere else, so.
30 seconds, if you'd like.
Yeah.
get the microphone.
I think that's a big point that Doug has shown, like, a great show to bring a lot of people to the rest of that, you know, other vendors kind of or try different types of places to that other places that will actually improve and be more and more tenants.
Alright, next is community member John Connolly. Thanks. Next up is Representative Mint.
I'm also on the Appropriations Committee, and your mission statement is really, you know, it's a great mission statement, and I love Willis Stray Hall. It's one of the most beautiful buildings on campus, and I'd love to see more students in there. But again, I voted for the lower allocation just because I think, again, you know, the issues that a lot of the other representatives brought up. So, and also understanding the fact that the vote was also very close to going lower than what we allocated. I think the next vote was going to be $1, and the vote for 125 passed by one vote. So, I truly think that, you know, 15 cents, I mean, you still have 90% of the budget, and, you know, definitely with the next 2 years, work hard. I mean, and I support, you know, if you need more support, please come to the student assembly and ask representatives. We have a lot of listservs available and all that stuff. But with that, unless somebody has a dissent, I'd like to call the question for the, to approve the recommendation of the appropriations.
Second.
If you have dissent, could you please take 10 seconds to explain it?
I guess I should feel like maybe we weren't going to
Okay, I'll withdraw my motion then.
Sure. Do you want to be on the speakers?
No.
Okay. Are there any members of the community who haven't spoken yet who wish to? Dean Hubble, please. Thank you very much for that. Next up is Representative Glass.
I'm just curious.
Take a mic. Okay.
Sure, nothing important. Just curious as to what sort of computer you guys got that cost $3,500.
Yeah, you can. Representative Gitlin. Okay. Representative DeLucia.
So before when you were talking about the fixed cost, you mentioned buying a flat screen TV to help remote places around the shade event. Or what you said was having a little bit. Have you looked at this in the app? If that would be a lot cheaper project and going back to a computer, $3,500 run movies, it's frivolous. So, with that being said, I mean, how can you justify an increase in funding when you can cut funding to things like that?
Do you want to carry that? Or is this even frivolous in paper, which is
not a thesis, like a math and just write your funds when you can get that.
And would the flat screen TV is trying to make the street corner more the community center stuff, they would not only provide kind of their own street, but the new innovations to the advertising on them. And it would be a great way for other organizations to post in the street fire potential center on the lobby. And in terms of the computer, we went by the recommendation of CIC.
Good. Yeah. Liaison fly. Any other community members? All right, Representative Brack.
All right, I just want to say something really quick. Normally I'm on the Open Appropriations Committee, but I came late, so I can't really comment on that. But I just wanted to summarize the ideas for the new people on the board that this year for the Appropriations Committee, we're trying to budget due to the financial crisis. We want to do as much as possible for students while still taking into account that we don't want to increase the student activity fee to exorbitant amounts because a lot of people won't be willing to pay that. So for us, we're looking for ways to downsize the cost for students while still maintaining a great budget and allowing for innovation within the student community. And I think what the Appropriations Committee felt when reviewing the Willard Trade Hall is that we'll still give you guys a lot of money to keep your program and to maybe cut ones that aren't doing so well and add in innovation like your computers and all that. I feel like the budget still reflects that. But for us, we're not willing to just hand out a lot of more money just because you guys have these really, really great ideas, but maybe you don't get as many students. So we're trying to use the student activity fee to hit as many students as possible and to get the student activity fee to benefit as many students. So even though the program might be great, if not enough people are coming to that, that doesn't benefit all students who are paying the student activity fee. So just to summarize that. And after that, I want to call the question. So.
Okay. Is there any dissent? We have a second speakers list with about five people. I don't know if there's any no dissent. Okay.
What are you calling the question to? Just to approve the decision?
I just want to call the question the approval.
Yeah. Oh, just to remind everyone, when it's your turn on the speakers list, you can throw out another number to be considered, and we would vote on that in order of how much it is. The Representative Danzel, you have some?
I just want to present. I think that for our member people, what they're and also, I am the team moderator today. I've got the women's coach to be able to tell the week from now to be able to the student board is willing to work with mine to create more detailed budget.
Okay. All right, so now...
We might not be quorum that day.
We're going to vote now. So there's dissent. So if you would like to vote, you would say yes. And if you would not like to vote and keep debating, you would say no. Please call it. Motion to hand vote. Okay, so if you want to vote, raise your hand. I have 12.
Yeah.
All right. If you don't want to vote.
Yeah.
All right, so by 12 to 8, we're going to go ahead and call to question. Say?
No, we said withdrew my motion.
No, he withdrew, yeah.
Yeah, I withdrew my motion.
All right, so it doesn't pass, so we're going to keep debating. So, is there anyone else?
12 to 8. It's half, right?
2/3.
Wait, to vote?
Yeah, 2/3.
No, it's 2/3 to end debate, which is...
Okay, yeah, right, yeah, it is. So, is there anyone who hasn't spoken who would like to speak? Alright, Representative Walsh.
I think that the program's been put on so far, like, it seems
to
really reach a diverse
group. Sure. I think if there's dissent, it requires a supermajority. If you want to...
The call of question, or rather previous question, is that the motion says to end debate and then to vote on the main motion, which in this case would be approving the Appropriations Committee's recommendation. That requires 2/3 vote to pass if you're taking away the right of the members to debate. So just in the future, a general rule of thumb to go off of is that if you're taking away rights of members, it requires 2/3 vote, or if you're giving them or simply altering documents, it's a simple majority.
Thank you, Parliamentarian. Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Russell.
Sorry. I thought that the tenant circling measure necessarily how great the benefits would be actually the minority community. But it sounds like you guys have like really great benefits, like, you know, they do reach some of their non people and you can like spend money to provide them. And I think like keeping it at the dollar value is reasonable, like you keep giving them what they have, they can work with that, they can make it better, they can cut things. I feel like
making
$1,000
wouldn't allow them to like expand and really make it like great. All right, thanks. Next, Representative Smith. Speak up. Yeah. All right, thanks. Anyone else who hasn't spoken who would like to? All right, we'll be moving to the second speaker's list, VP Bates.
I'd like to touch on two things. First, for everyone who has packets in front of you, if you look on page 5, one thing that we haven't really touched on yet was administrative costs. We touched on it a little bit with this computer for $3,500. But another thing that really stood out to me when I was looking through their budget, if you look down toward the bottom of the page, Sub advertised for $350, 10,000 quarter cards to recruit members into Sub. Their total membership is 10 people. So to me, at least, that's another indicator of an organization that really isn't being very effective at what it's doing. And I think that what Representative Rapps touched on briefly was, allocating student activity fee money towards events with the best attendance. I'd like to take that one step further and advocate that we look at spending student activity fee money. We basically have a fiduciary responsibility from the students to, allocate money in their best interest. Moreover, we have a responsibility as the student assembly to allocate money to student organizations that are going to spend our money wisely. When I look at the programming, that we see here in this packet,
attendance is only one aspect of that. It really goes into the whole gamut of what we see between administrative expenses, programming, the creativity and the leadership that's exhibited with how new ideas are being censored and expanded upon. And so ultimately I believe that the Appropriations Committee did not err with their $1.25 allocation, and the dollar allocation, as was indicated by the vote, had a serious merit to it. I think that on the whole, we're not looking at this from the point of view of, oh, we need to save students money. Therefore, from the macro perspective, please someone.
My motion makes sense.
Yeah. We're not looking at this from the macro view of saying we got to cut down on sub because we need to keep the student activity fee low. I think that we should look at this and say we're going to allocate the student activity fee money the best we can to the best organizations that we can. Therefore, down the road, I think we should seriously consider organizations like Steve Tonight and other programming organizations that do a lot of the same missions, other organizations like Cornell Cinema. But I don't think that Willis Street Hall with the programming that we see here, sub, merits an increase, merits $1.40, much less an increase. I'm not going to go ahead and motion again because I'm unbiased to the committee, but I'm done speaking.
I just want to clarify for people not to let your allocation decision for one group affect the mindset of the total overall allocation, because we can allocate as much money as we want for them without affecting the amount of money we do for the next group coming in, just to clear that up. But it will affect the total number that students have to pay at the end. Next up is Representative Ben. There's been a motion to table and there's dissent. Is there a second to it?
Is there a second to the motion?
There's no second to the motion, so the motion.
Yes.
Oh, all right. There's been a second, there's dissent. So now we're going to vote to table the motion. It's going to require a two-thirds. We're going to vote on the motion to table.
Okay.
Right. So again, it requires two-thirds, correct? Majority? Okay. We're going to vote to table to 2 weeks. We're going to vote. And it's going to require a simple majority. Sure. There's no law to abide by. It's at the discretion of the person who made the motion whether they want to withdraw it or not. Yeah. Okay. Please call it, Yang.
Yes.
No.
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 Yes. No.
By a vote of 7 to 9, the motion fails. We'll now be moving on. Representative Desai. Running out of time, so I'm just going to try to keep it tight. You have a point of information?
Yeah, I just want to go ahead and point out to everyone, especially the new members also, that if we ultimately approve the decision of the Appropriations Committee here today, or whatever number is ultimately approved today, that number, as I touched on earlier, as well as all the allocations, will be reheard again at the second to last and last meeting of the semester. And at that point, all the decisions together can be amended by a simple majority. So in effect, it's easier to revisit things on the second to last or last meeting of the semester. That said, I advocate that we deal with any controversial issues now. So we're not meeting for 4 hours on the last day of the semester to make sure that we pass final funding decisions. That said, that there is another opportunity for reconsideration. So, yeah, just I advocate a thorough process today.
Representative Goss.
I'd just like to make a question.
All right, is there second. A
second? Second.
Dissent? Call the question. Please call and vote. Is there any dissent?
To approve the Appropriations Committee.
All right, we're going to vote now to approve the Appropriations Committee decision of allocating Willard Strait Student Union Board $1.25 per student. And it's going to require a two-thirds majority approval. Please call it in.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
No.
I think it's 17 to 3.
Yeah.
Smith?
Philip.
Oh, sorry, Philip.
Okay.
16 to 3. All right, the Appropriations Committee decision's approved. All right, thanks.
Well, we still have I'm going to have to get the paper for the paper for it. But it's just
tabling it still?
Oh, you're just moving it up.
Okay.
Okay, so for the we talked about the resolution last week, but just to recap, the current version of the student assembly bylaw, apart calling for a student activity forum, you have to put it on the sheet to roll the responsibility. And as far as I can remember, it was tied to this group that been established as an act. That no one was assigned to it, no one met for it. So, Matt Barton and CDU, which is your company, approached me about this idea they had for a student innovation council. And they wanted to separate committee, and their responsibilities we have listed in bold. Basically, it's just to collect ideas and evaluate them and act as a consultant to reach out to groups to more directly attain any ideas or concerns they might have. And instead of creating a new committee, I decided, well, we can just work with what we have here. So we propose these amendments to change the student activity form to the student innovation council title being the first change, because I think the word form and vibe and design that happens one time is not actually. And the other changes were that, right, so we took out the charter. We don't have a charter or anything, it's just going to be sort of a consulting group that comes in, and I believe that's it. Yeah.
All right, DP Puma.
Thanks. I just want to, obviously support this resolution. I think you guys went about it the right process. First of all, Matt, thanks for sticking around all this time from a long time. But yeah, I mean, you know, you went through the right process. These are good changes. I think this has, you know, the opportunity to really add like a proactive voice to SA. So I strongly support this resolution. I guess I'll yield my time to anybody who's either against it or as an amendment. Okay, so I'll yield to the representative.
Representative Glasser?
Sorry, I yield.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my bad.
Yeah,
yeah.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I just wanted to clarify exactly what the committee does, because I'm just not quite sure. Is your purpose to basically do the groundwork for other committees, or what is your purpose?
No. All we're trying to do is actually think more or less to the assembly. We're trying to come up with ideas as well as collect ideas from other organizations on campus to kind of present them to you and determine the feasibility. Yes, that's true. I mean, I don't know what else to say.
Okay, then just a follow up question on that. What I figured was part of the committee's job was to get different members of the community, different members of different clubs that are, let's say, from my community,
Like, I have people from different environmental communities that I can hear from, and other people who are interested. And then we, that's kind of what I think that we were doing in our class, like, figuring out who can relate to the change that we can do in this environment. So what is it that makes this different from this?
Yeah, so I guess, imagine if I can turn the record, so I'll just say it's an extension. I understand in terms of putting systems environmental organizations to be part of the environmental community, but I can name at least 5% environmentally or sustainability issues that are not represented. And for the same reason that people argue that students might not just have the time to come to student assembly, the same also applies to some of the committee. So they plan to email the president or preferably some of the meetings themselves and just collect ideas from all these organizations that don't have a chance to, I guess, collect their concerns on this.
All right, thank you.
Representative Bradford.
I think that, thus far already this year, we've heard a lot of issues, such as Resolution 5, I think it was, that have really focused on how we can expand our, connection to the student body and how receptive we are to student issues. Though I obviously feel like voting is misguided, I think that the spirit of that is great. I think that where we've come in the past few years from increased work from the Vice President of Public Relations, now to the point where the position really has a great outreach with media and with students, that this is another great way, as Vice President Kumar was saying, to have additional input from students to what the essay does, which I think is all of what, all of our goal here is. To make sure that we are addressing every and all concern of students, that we're hearing all their voices on the assembly. So I'll go ahead and call a question.
Second.
Is there any dissent?
Yes.
Okay, I'll wait. You just want to withdraw.
I just want to say.
Okay, I'll yield to Representative Reverend.
All right.
Okay. My only question about this committee is it sounds kind of like just a committee, and I think they can use the way you put it, of just any ideas. But don't you think it would be more productive if we had like something that's new that has come up as of interest to the students? But I think it would be better off to make a committee for that specific issue instead of making it just really like, I
don't know,
it seems like
it's just
a committee to talk about things.
Like,
I just think it's
just
kind of like
cluttered in. Anything that falls under the similar assembly purpose, yes, so essentially committees to focus on specific issues. We have the power to do that.
No,
at any point in time, create an ad hoc committee. And it will be, the purpose of it would be to address an issue as long as the issue is an issue, right? So if at any time we find it necessary to do that, we can. But we might not know what the issue is until we know about the issue.
Okay, so is basically from like a committee, like someone comes up with the idea of like, I want cheaper laundry, and they're like, what can we do about this?
Exactly. So cheaper laundry doesn't fall under any terms of the committee right now, right? So there is, you know, talk to, I guess,
Point of information.
Red list.
But any, so like any idea.
Right. Okay,
So real quick, correct me if I'm wrong, but he only yielded his time.
The motion
the rest
is
of the,
still on the table.
Yeah, so
if anyone else wants to speak, I'll withdraw my motion. Which I actually, Alex wants to speak, so I'll withdraw my motion.
All right, well, motion withdrawn. So, Representative Sanzo is next. And you're next.
I just want to say that.
Can I make a motion to extend the meeting time till 6:45?
Yeah.
We're actually getting kicked out by a different group after us.
We have to go.
Okay, so...
I withdraw.
So, in the interest of time, I guess, can I call the question?
Yeah.
I'm going to...
Yeah.
I can? Okay, I'm just going to call the question because we have a couple people on the speaker's list, and I understand that, but we have another resolution. We don't have enough time, so I'm going to... Is there a second to that?
Second.
Okay, so I guess you call it. I didn't even say what we're voting for, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was
like, okay. So we're voting for or against the resolution, yes?
Yeah.
Alright, so that's it.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It is 6:23.
All right, As all of us have seen in the news recently, the Reimagine Cornell campaign and all the ensuing financial difficulties the university is facing is by far the most pressing issue that the assembly is facing, and it's absolutely imperative that the assembly and, more important, the ethic president be 100% involved in those discussions. This detracts from that. Therefore, I encourage everyone to vote this down.
D.P. Andrews.
You know, I think that if Rami feels like this is the, this is the role of the president, then I think that, you know, we should take that into consideration, and I think that we can vote yes, and that, you know, I think it's great that, you know, Rami's putting this burden completely on himself when he doesn't have to do that. And,
point of information,
you know, it's great.
He's putting the burden on himself and all future presidents.
Okay, he's putting the burden on himself and all future presidents. So, you know, I definitely, you know, if class council does great work, so, it's, you know, let's get with Bushman.
I just have a point of information for Lynn. Since you're on the Reimagine campaign, do you think that it will reach back?
That's not a point of information.
Oh, it's not? Okay. Can I ask?
Well, what's your...
I can't just ask him a question.
No.
Okay. Never mind.
You can speak as well.
It's okay.
You don't? Okay. Representative Stack? Min. Is Gitlin?
Yeah. Ultimately, I think our goal is the Latin National Student Assembly to align on some level, and I think there's no reason why there should be a continual channel of communication between the two bodies. I think that, you know, as Randy just said, there are a lot of ideas that may come up here that we might
Well, keep talking, Josh.
Okay. There are a lot of ideas that may come up here that, you know, some people observing that we might not want to take on in this class account, we might want to take on and vice versa. So I think, you know, why not increase communication? Because, you know, we're all in it together at some level of nuclear groups and like the entire community.
All right. Well, right now it's 6:29. Meeting ends at 6:30. Is there a call to question here? It's called a question.
You can't call a question in Thomas' room.
Yeah.
Oh, he's just okay.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm sorry. What just happened?
It was a call to question.
Okay. All right. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. And so we go to you. Oh, roll call. What? Please.
Skip.
Yes.
Oh, no.
What is that?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Did pass.
Yes.
All right, would you say he said yes? I can tell you. All
right. I'm going to go ahead and adjourn the meeting.
Do you want to do exec session now?
Yeah.
We need to do that now.
Yeah, we're going to go into exec session for 5 minutes. If everyone is not in the sense, I'd say member can please come. All
right. First meeting done for freshmen. Yeah.
This has been a production of Cornell University, on the web at cornell.edu.